Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
The five-month proposal was made by yourself and the city clerk without any authority from the council.
Well, let me just stop you right there.
Well, because hold on, Mayor, can he finish?
You don't know what I did, sir.
Mayor, I have the emails. Mayor, I have your emails. You sent a proposal. You sent a proposal in 5 months.
This is what actually happened. What actually happened was Mr. Collins spoke to me. I don't appreciate that you lie about me.
Well,
really don't.
Well,
the point is,
Mayor, it's your email. Please don't interrupt. Mayor, can I?
Mayor, point of order.
Can I respond?
He was recognized. You don't let him finish.
I didn't.
You don't let anyone
now.
Finish, Mayor.
If I am going to
shut up. Okay.
I love the fact that after he finished his news, David had to rush out of the newsroom, but had to rush back to make sure that he didn't miss any of it. of now the third episode of Days of Our Milton today. Oh my goodness. I don't like it when you call me a liar. Shut up, Jeff. Oh my goodness. It's just, you know, it's Milton.
I don't appreciate that you lie about me.
Well,
I really don't.
Well,
the point is,
Mary, it's your email.
The way this all started was okay, so the basic fact you need to know, Scott Collins, the once and then not and then again and then not city manager, has now been hired. He's under contract. He's coming. Please be praying for him. And his family, oh my God, and for the city of Milton, they need it. But he's coming. I mean, he's employed. He's coming, despite all of this craziness. But this meeting began with Marilyn Farrow, City Councilwoman Marilyn Farrow, saying that she was happy that he's coming.
That I wasn't pleased about the process. I mean, our city attorney knows that. He knew it from the beginning that... it was a disturbing process the way it happened. I made that very clear. And may the record reflect that the attorney is frowning at me.
That's got to be my favorite line ever. May the record reflect that I don't like his face right now. Mm-mm. That face, no good. You don't frown at me, sir. Put it on the record. It's on the video. I mean, if you want to watch the video, it's just, wow. And then to get defended by the mayor for...
And if she wants to note Mr. Andrade's facial expression, she's allowed to do that. Please proceed, ma'am.
So then Howard Steele comes up and, you know, he's just a member of the public. He ran for county commission, did not win, but he's another one of the sort of, you know, always at odds with the mayor, okay, Mayor Heather Lindsay, and he comes up and...
Ms. Farrow, if someone's frowny face is going to upset you, I don't think you're fit for that position.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't need a, I'm just telling you my opinion that if someone's frowny face is going to upset you during a meeting as a city councilwoman, if that upsets you, you're just not competent to sit in that seat.
Your but opinion's noted.
I don't need for you to interrupt.
You're very
Excuse
rude.
Me.
See, this is the thing, like, you know, the mayor is always talking about how she wants civility and order, not interrupting people. And here this is an example. She doesn't like what Howard Steele is saying, so she's interrupting him because she will interrupt the people she doesn't agree with. And again, the consistency is just not there.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
You are rude,
you
ma'am.
Finish
ma'am,
rude?
You are interrupting me, and I don't need your permission to stand here. Mm-hmm. You may think you can have to grant everyone else permission to speak, but I do not stand here by your leave. Do you understand me, mayor? I think you do.
There you go. So he had his say, and then we kind of, you know, the mayor kept wanting to kind of have a vote to ratify the contract, even though it had already been signed, because there was some dispute about whether Alex had changed the terms. He didn't. Fixed a Scrivener's error. He did, and all of that. But that's, you know, previous episodes. We're moving on, trying to move on, because now we got new kinds of drama, like the discussion about the secret meeting that Heather and Don Molinaro, the former city clerk, had at Heather's house with Scott Collins to get away from the people in City Hall.
That's a pathetic excuse that you went to her home because she didn't want to be overheard. Really? You went to your home with the city clerk so that she could speak in private.
Ms. Molinaro did come. She asked for permission to have the conversation with Mr. Collins on the phone with me present. And she thought it would be best if we were in my home rather than at City Hall. for reasons that would take a long time to explain.
Long time. We have time. We have time.
Okay, then I'll tell you she didn't trust the people who have offices near her.
Near her, like what they have microphones, they can hear through walls. There's no place to be private in this whole building that you felt like you and the city clerk needed to go outside the process that I keep hearing about.
Right. And then also this question of calling, Marilyn Farrow incompetent for not being able to handle the frown, even though Marilyn Farrow had implied incompetence to Alex Andrade. You had a member of the public, Pam Mitchell, who had said he violated the sunshine, both of which are not true, and she said nothing.
What I would like to remind everybody of is, I know this is a heated situation at times, but we need to try to be professional, and calling someone incompetent from the podium, I don't think is appropriate, and that's why I called you out.
And Jeff Snow's like, what are you doing?
About being professional, I'll go ahead and address that since you just said it. You ask a lot of individuals here to act properly, act correct in so many other things that you talk about at a lot of times at the beginning of the meetings. And unfortunately, Mayor, you're the worst offender about this. And it's really old. Everybody sees it. You're condescending to staff. You're condescending to our attorney, which is unfortunate because you don't agree with him. But it turns out he's always right. And
please don't laugh while Mr. Snow is speaking. Yeah. We need to have quiet in the chamber. Only one person's recognized. Go ahead.
Yeah, and by the way, I'd gotten a text in from somebody reminding me that Pam Mitchell had actually called Alex incompetent. I believe that's correct. And she said nothing and thanked her for her comments. So the double standard was in full display in this meeting. We'll come back to this in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
A couple of accidents you want to watch out for. One is, 98 and Lillian. Looks like emergency crews are on scene after an accident there. And then there's another accident. This is on I-10 westbound near mile marker 31, specifically at the sign that points for exit 31. There's people picking things up out of the road and two cars, one in the shoulder and one in the median, and emergency crews on scene there as well. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So I know it's easy to kind of chalk some of this up to these people just don't get along. And so that's why this next clip is actually pretty important in my mind. Because it's not just another example of Heather Lindsay and Jeff Snow bickering, or Heather Lindsay and Alex Andrade bickering, or Heather Lindsay and Mr. Steele bickering. It seems to me there's a common factor here. But it's actually somebody who doesn't talk a lot chimes in for the criticism that Councilman Jeff Snow is giving of the mayor.
You get on to me for interrupting, and I apologize. Sometimes I do. But, Mayor, you are allowed to make comments, and then when you don't want to hear our response from it, you just shut us off like you did the last meeting. It's happened for years. I hope you can do better, because you always preach of what everyone should do, but you don't do it. And I think you should be the leader and the example of it. Mm-hmm. And so you can take it for what it's worth. It's my opinion. And It's extremely unfortunate.
I second that opinion as well. It's very unprofessional here.
That's Gavin Hawthorne, and he does not talk much. He is not the least talking person on council. Jason Vance would be that one. But to have him say, this is unprofessional, Mayor, you're in the wrong in this, that's pretty stern stuff from him, because he doesn't typically say stuff like that. Comment, follow-up on that?
I would appreciate you just following what you expect everyone else to do. And whenever you give someone the floor, let them keep it. You don't have to respond, just like you don't want us to respond to you until afterwards.
And that's true. You can just let them talk. Now, see, I would be a this is why people say, Andrew, you should run for office. Oh, man, I couldn't sit there. I would be like Alex. I'd be frowning at everything. I'd be rolling my eyes. I'm not an underreactor. I'm not Janice Gilley was classically great at this. Okay. All right. That was always, she was the best. Me, I can never do that. Not at all.
I believe you will relate to me when you remember that when you have felt you were lied about, I gave you a chance to defend yourself.
When I was lied about? About all the conspiracies you've been putting out for the last month. And
I
this
didn't
whole,
put out a conspiracy.
Yeah, well, I believe you're totally behind it, Mayor. Wow. And I think you're the catalyst behind all of this. And I will say this.
Is that why you fired Dawn? Because you were mad at her because of
me? No, the reason she got fired, because she reported to the press false allegations of corruption, collusion, and conspiracy. And wherever she got that idea from, there's no proof to that. It didn't happen. There was no conspiracy to work behind Scott Collins. And that's all a bunch of malarkey.
Oh, man. Strong words. A bunch of malarkey.
So do we have a motion to approve the executed? Or is that something we need to approve? No. It's already approved, right?
I believe your lawyer's opinion is that you don't need to do that.
Okay. You catch that? Your lawyer's opinion? Not like the city's attorney or anything, but your lawyer, not my lawyer. Because she used to be the city attorney, right, back in the day. And she now works for the city of Pensacola as one of the city attorneys. I don't know if she's the interim lead attorney or she's just one of them, but anyway, so
is okay. That right, Mr. Andrade? Is that your opinion? I don't want to misstate your statement, sir.
Y'all voted last week on a resolution authorizing me to execute the contract. To open that question back up would be to say that the contract may not be executed.
That is how your attorney is advising you. Councilman Farrow, are you willing to accept the contract?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well then I think that the members have accepted it, Councilman Snow, and there's no need for further debate, is there?
And we just spent 45 minutes of this meeting arguing about something that's already a finished fact that does not matter except for it's extremely entertaining. And it did produce certain gems that, of course, I have been allowed to play a little bit on the air. Like,
may the record reflect that the attorney is frowning at me.
Or I don't appreciate that you lie about me.
Well,
I really don't.
Well,
the point is,
Mary, it's your email.
And a personal favorite of mine.
Do I have your permission to conclude?
You also cannot be a smart aleck. That would be helpful.
Smart aleck Andrade.
Smart aleck Andrade with theme music. I love it.
See, Governor, smart aleck Andrade. President, smart aleck Andrade.
Oh, man. I get, somebody says, is the fact that Mr. Collins still wants to come to Milton after all of this a red flag? I would question anyone that wants to wade into this cesspool. Well, now, to be fair to the city of Milton, Milton is a great place. It really is. The staff is fantastic. And most of the members of city council are actually also great. Like, there's just a couple of people that the drama is surrounding, and then several members of the public. It's really not the all of them. And, you know, it's kind of like when you've got a couple of bad members of the commission or one bad member of the commission, and everybody, you know, the whole thing gets tainted. And it's really not all of them. It's really just a couple who are really the key, you know, source of the conflict. But there you go. After scene three, that's your full episode of Days of Our Milton. Let the record reflect that at least the people here in the studio are very entertained. And I think
we
most
sure
of
are.
You are as well. 7:23 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got a company with employees and you handle benefits like, you know, you deal with health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, HR, tools and resources, payroll, hey, Torgerson Causey can help you. Have them come in, no obligation. They'll take a look at what you're doing and see if they can't come up with better solutions or things that, you know, cost you less money, cost you less time, or maybe just give your employees choices to customize their own care. That's what happened with us. Like, we had choices suddenly that we didn't have with who was overseeing it previously. And the customer service has been fantastic. We've been working with them for about 6 years. And honestly, from personal experience, I can just say that they have been fantastic. So if you want to see if maybe there's a better way to do things in this domain for your business, or you just want some help, call Torgerson Causey at 433-9996 or check out their website at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Some people believe that Jesus came into the world primarily for social reasons. They believe he came to feed the poor or heal the sick. The truth is, the primary reason Jesus came into the world was not social at all, but it was spiritual. Luke 19:10 explains that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Mark 10:45 says that he came to give his life a ransom for many. Spiritually speaking, we all have a serious sin problem, and God gave his only begotten Son to die in your place and in mine to make atonement for our sin. Jesus came as a medicinal healing balm for a sin-sick people. I urge you to admit that you're a sinner and call upon Christ to save you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast 5-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
More news, more talk with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So you had a big scare up there, huh? Oh, yeah. Want to see something really scary?
Oh man, that movie freaked me out for years.
Light Zone, the movie scared
yes.
me too, especially that part.
Not the Dan Aykroyd part, not the EMS part. It was the girl with the mouth that got taken away part.
That was frightening.
That
yeah,
was like,
oh,
I can't unsee that. I can't unsee that. Ah. 7:27 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Candy's got traffic on the five.
See, that's why you should always do what a kid says.
No, that's right. That, yeah,
that's
absolutely
right. Maybe
you never know if his supernatural mind powers might shut your mouth.
Says the chick without kids. Gulfbreeze, I know, right? He's such a good mom. Gulfbreeze Natural Gas. Don't get caught off the grid if a hurricane hits. Gulfbreeze Natural Gas serving Gulfbreeze and Pensacola Beach. A couple of things to watch out for: 98 in Lillian. It looks like there may have been an accident there. It's still a little slow in that area, not blocked, but emergency crews on scene. And then I-10 and at mile marker 31, specifically at the sign that points for 30. There is an accident that is westbound I-10, and people picking things up out of the road. There's a car in the median and one on the shoulder, but emergency crews on scene. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips, you can text him in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Writers Guild of America leadership set to vote today on whether or not to approve that tentative deal to end the writers' strike. Its negotiating committee reached the agreement over the weekend with Hollywood Studios. America's credit rating might take a hit if there's a government shutdown. Moody's Investors Service said that while debt service payments would still be made, that shutdown would underscore the weakness of the country's institutional and governance strength. Legislators, of course, have till the end of the week to pass a spending plan. And that new COVID shot rollout apparently having some issues. Number of people saying they can't get their insurance companies to cover the cost of the new booster shot. The Department of Health and Human Services says they're working on resolutions for that issue.
Got it. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 7:28 on News Radio 92.3. You've been following the Hugh Jackman story at all, Candy? You know, Hugh
Jackman getting a divorce.
Yeah, Wolverine's getting a divorce. Deborah Lee Furness is.
he is though.
Who would have thought Wolverine wasn't marriage material? Anyway,
but they've been married forever.
Yeah, long time. Yeah. These long time divorces are very, or long time marriages that end in divorce, of course, are very unsettling because it's very rare. You know, like most divorces when they happen are like in the first 7 years. It's very, very rare to have these, you know, people get married for like 26 or 28 years and then all of a sudden they break up. It's just, you know, it's such an odd thing to think about. This story is extra odd because I'm going to read you a quote, okay, that a source had talked to the Daily Mail about. So I'm going to go ahead and say it's reliable. They are forever linked, forever together with the children they have. But after the past few years, the love they had for each other turned more into a friendship, which got broken during COVID as the lockdown didn't help their marriage at all and really put a strain on the relationship. I didn't understand this comment at all.
Oh, I can tell you exactly what happened.
Oh, all right.
Okay, so he's on the road all the time because he's an actor and he's in
Well, not
this...
during COVID.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
it's
I
like
see.
When people retire and they have to be in the same house for the whole time and you're just like, oh my God, please die.
But it says what ruined their marriage is they became friends. And to me, like, that's why I love my wife is because she's my best
oh,
friend.
No, I get
you know,
it.
And that's
yeah.
what, like, they're making it seem like becoming friends ruined the marriage. And I don't understand that concept at all.
When you become roommates? Yeah, and that's good. Because you have this happy 25-year marriage.
That's
a few deal.
Yeah, so I'm baffled by it.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Seven Republicans this time are invited on stage tomorrow night's debate in California, co-hosted by Fox Business. Doug Burgum, Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Tim Scott.
The highly anticipated second debate, shrinking by only one candidate since the first showdown last month. We'll see former President Trump skipping the event again, and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson failing to meet the criteria this time around.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Some of the thousands of people who lost their homes to a wildfire in Hawaii last month have been allowed back there for the first time.
Only 464 properties have been cleared for visitation compared to more than 2,200 structures reported damaged or destroyed. Most residents who did get back to Lahaina on Monday said their top priority was recovering personal possession.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, 97 deaths are reported in the fire. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Well, the latest on that search for a missing a person that escaped from Gulf Breeze Police last night. PPD confirms that they have now called off the search for that man who had gotten away from Gulf Breeze police officers. PPD was searching overnight in the East Hill area. Now, the description of that person was a white male in his 40s, about 5'10", with possibly a tank top and shorts and one handcuff is the last description we had of that person. Again, PPD is currently called off the search, but if you see somebody matching that description, let PPD or know or call 911. The Pensacola Chamber celebrated local business last night. It was their 133rd annual banquet.
It was different than what we've done in the past, but I think it went really well. It got a chance for everybody to, you know, just come and mingle and network, and that's what the Chamber's all about, building relationships and talking with people. And I think we got to do that more tonight than we would have if we were doing a sit-down lunch or dinner.
And now that was outgoing Pensacola Chamber Board Chairman Ray Walker, and they also installed their new board. They handed out their annual awards, and some of the winners for those awards included Ace Unlocks in Pensacola. They got the award for Small Business of the Year. The Chamber Ambassador of the Year was Kirk Waters. Nonprofit of the Year, Pensacola Mess Hall. And the Pensacola Chamber Board Member of the Year was Rear Admiral Don Quinn. Escambia County deputies arrested a man yesterday that was walking on Davis Highway with what appeared to be a firearm. Now, that happened just after 5 near Atwood Drive. Channel 3 talked with a person who lived in that area. They said the man ran from some nearby woods and said he was being chased. Escambia County deputies took him into custody, and that man reportedly was getting some type of medical treatment. No word on whether the firearm turned out to be real or not. The man's identity and any possible charges have not yet been released. Pensacola police say a man was arrested for that shooting near Workman Middle School last week. 24-year-old Keandre Wright charged with attempted murder and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. That shooting happened September 19th during a basketball game. Officers that were working at that game responded to a shots fired call outside, found an adult man with gunshot wounds. He was released last Friday on $75,000 bond. Santa Rosa County leaders looking to buy a little bit more land in the name of job creation. At their meeting this coming Thursday, Santa Rosa County commissioners are going to vote on buying 13 acres near the Northwest Florida Industrial Park at I-10.
Buffalo Rock, Hershey's Ice Cream, Damien's Ice Cream, Lavelle Government Services, they're all moving to that I-10 Industrial Park for us to continue our industrial growth in that corridor. It's important that we continue to acquire property. So this is just another asset in our toolbox, basically.
That is Shannon Ogletree, Economic Development Director in Santa Rosa County. The purchase price would be $400,000 for that land. And wrapping up with some good news, a big recognition for Pensacola High School. They've been ranked in the top 25% for the J. Matthews Challenge Index. That's a ranking system for high schools that began back in 98. They say it's the oldest high school ranking system in the country. P. PHS is the only school in Northwest Florida to make the top 300 of the more than 1,000 schools that are ranked in that index. 735 right now, News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
A couple of things to watch out for, and then certainly be careful, as you know, wherever you are, and don't forget to text in your traffic tips. But corner 98 and Lillian in Pensacola. It looks like emergency crews are on scene after an accident this morning. And then accident westbound on I-10 near mile marker 31, specifically near the sign that points for 31. A couple of cars involved, but one's in the median. The other is on the shoulder, and emergency crews are on scene. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text it in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Showers and thunderstorms might start popping up over the next couple of days. Later today, we've got a chance for rain. Same thing tomorrow. About a 50% chance today and 70% chance tomorrow. Highs are going to be running in the mid to upper 80s. If we end up with more sunshine, of course, it could be a bit hotter. Overnight lows will be down mainly in the low 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And right now we've got partly cloudy skies, 73 in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, and 70 in Milton. Our next news at 8 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Koshinko with Your Money Now. As the UAW strike against Detroit carmakers continues, companies across the auto industry, including the electric vehicle market, are bracing for the potential impacts. About 12,700 factory workers are picketing in a limited strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis. Already, Wall Street analysts are tabulating the future cost of wage increases. Meanwhile, the three carmakers have begun furloughs and layoffs of some non-striking workers. Workers elsewhere in the industry are also taking a hit, with Michigan-based supplier CIE Nucor planning to lay off nearly 300 people because of the strike. The global recycled plastic market is expected to reach $142 billion in value by 2032. Allied Market Research says the market last year was valued at $66.7 billion. The market's expected boom can be credited to an increased interest in environmentally conscious products, especially products that can reduce greenhouse gas emissions and ocean waste. On Wall Street, futures lower. That's Your Money Now.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Zelensky, Putin, Ukraine fighting back. The border, the migrants, the policies we lack. The candidates, the primaries, is it fiction or fact? Inflation, recession, buying power we lack. Keeping you connected to Northwest Florida and the world. There's only one.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Good morning. 7:39, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. At this time every week, we connect with Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Is this mic on? Something weird's happening over here. Say hello one more time.
Good morning. How are you this time?
It's not on. Uh-oh. Then we try the other one, maybe? Yeah, let's see how that works. Go ahead.
How are you?
Put mic 4 on.
One more.
Go ahead, Jared.
Good morning. How are you?
There we go. All right. Fantastic.
They gave me a bum mic.
A little engineering on the fly.
Can I make a citizen's arrest?
No.
I tried to go to this mic in the first place. She's,
yeah,
no,
that
no,
mic
use
is
the
better
one.
Anyway.
Use the other
I like
one.
That one. All right, that sounds great.
Citizen's arrest.
So we've had some interesting things happened this morning. You guys had to set up a perimeter around somebody tried to attack somebody with a knife or something?
Yeah, I just got off the phone with our dispatchers because I was getting calls about the area. And apparently some dude attacked another dude, allegedly, with a box cutter and then fled the scene. And
where was this at?
Around 98 and Dog Track in that area on the west side. And so our deputy set up a perimeter, tried to get the canines out there, ended up catching the guy. So he is under arrest, and we're still trying to gather the details. But all I can tell you now is that he is alleged to have attacked another with a box cutter.
Okay. I mean, when you arrested him, did he have blood on him? Was he knife out running around? Any evidence or was he just a guy who had a box cutter?
No. I mean, we were given a description of the guy.
Right.
We were told to follow that guy.
Okay.
And we did. And
now you got him. Okay. You've had yesterday you had an interesting incident on Davis Highway, just north of I-10, right there in front of like the Denny's and the gas station, all that. Somebody was doing something they shouldn't do in the median.
Yeah, you know, I was heading home, minding my own business, and I'm listening to the radio, and I'm hearing this guy is supposed to be in the back of a yard and then driving around, I think, Atwood and then toward the interstate. I'm thinking, crap. this is rush hour right here at 29, at Interstate 10 and 110.
Yeah.
And then getting off, I hear this guy's walking around. Then we get calls of people that saying that this guy is in a roadway off on Davis Highway waving a gun at traffic.
So, oh, neat.
Again, crap.
Yeah.
You know, so I head that way, and obviously our deputies, our marked units get there a lot quicker than I do. When we our deputies got there, because I was pretty close and got the rundown immediately afterwards. When our deputies got there, the guy did have a gun in his hand. He immediately dropped it when we had guns in our hand.
Good.
And then he was taken into custody. He's probably going to be evaluated.
Okay.
You know, for his mental condition. And I think that at the time I left there, they were contemplating the reckless display of a firearm.
Okay.
You can't do that whether you have a mental condition or not. But he was suffering from some sort of, from something.
Yeah.
As I saw him sitting in the car.
But pretty concerning to see somebody waving a gun around in the middle of rush hour traffic on Davis Highway in the median. I can see why people would be bothered by that.
All of those are bad. All of those things are bad. You know, the rush hour traffic, the fact that an individual had a gun and waving it at the traffic, like you said, it makes it even worse. So now we have what's normally backed up even further. And now you have all these emergency vehicles, mine included, mm-hmm. trying to get there as quick as we can because, you know, we're hearing these reports from passerbys.
Right.
Talking about a guy with a gun.
And you don't want to get, you don't want him to shoot and you also don't want somebody to shoot him. I mean, you know, we have a lot of people have guns and it's you kind of have this heightened alert with all of the panhandlers around that behave in ways that are not always the best. And, you know, I'm glad nobody got hurt, obviously.
Well, I do, again, it's our agency and I'm very proud of the sheriff's office. I need to give a shout out to the deputies that responded. You know, to think about trying to use your license siren. Sometimes it's quickly you can get to an incident, but many times the traffic's just so backed up we have to find our own way.
Right.
And then when you have an individual with a gun, we're trying to get there even faster. But there were no traffic accidents that I'm aware of, and our deputies got there really quickly and took care of the situation.
And in the video, it looked like did you stop traffic in both directions? It looked pretty clear at the moment they were approaching him.
Well, the first initial deputy got there, parked his car where he needed to, which is probably the first place he could stop it.
Yeah.
And then once he was in custody, most of the deputies were able to put their vehicles in that raised median right in the middle, that concrete median.
Yeah, yeah.
Right there in front of Denny's.
Yep.
In fact, that's where I parked my car at, so that traffic could go north and south. So the problem is that once you initially get some people, complaining and some people stopping, it's that accordion effect where everyone behind them is waiting to get.
If you're not impeding or stopping traffic, the looky-loo effect, right?
Right, right.
Especially
right.
When there's busy traffic.
Well, and I think people understand. We were there for a very important reason.
Yeah.
And the motorist actually did a really good job of understanding. No one was honking their horn and giving us finger gestures or anything like that. Not that I saw.
That's a win, That's a win.
It's
nobody got hurt. You did your job. A man got arrested, and nobody had to see any additional appendages. We're talking with Sheriff Chip Simmons about all the things that have happened lately here in the county. We also had, I guess it was a threat on Pine Forest High, but turned out to be nothing. Is that right?
Yeah, apparently our dispatcher, the 911 dispatcher, gets a call, and in the background they can hear a gun threat at some sort of a gun threat at Pine Forest High School. So clearly we're working with the school district, obviously Pine Forest High School administration, and shut down the school, lock it down, and then we get as many deputies as we can out there to make sure that this is not a viable threat.
Yeah.
Come to find out, a student, claims that he accidentally called 911 while sitting on his phone and then hung up. And then what happens when you call 911, they will call you back to see if there's an emergency.
Right.
And when they do that, they were, I guess, clowning around and making comments that they should not have made about a potential school threat.
Okay.
That's allegedly how that took place. So the
like into the phone he answered?
They put on speakerphone. I understand. Okay. He's talking to some other kids.
I see.
One of them makes that comment. Okay. That's my understanding.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm glad it was nothing. That's good.
But we have to take them seriously.
Right, absolutely.
We're not going to ignore something. God, it can't be true. We want to make sure that that's not true before we
Want to be the agency that after the fact says, well, we didn't think it was a danger.
We think everything's a danger.
I know. Exactly. We're talking to Sheriff Chip Simmons. Let's get Canyon here with traffic on the fives.
A little bit slow on 98. This is 98 westbound, right before you hit Avalon, of course, near Gulf Breeze. And a couple other accidents you want to watch out for. Highway 182 in Shamukla, right near the elementary school, showing an accident, but road open. Kingsfield and Natalie's Way has been completely cleared. 10 Mile and Chemstrand showing an accident. And a little bit slow, of course, as usual in that area. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Kenny. Back to Sheriff Chip Simmons. We had a shooting, into a car or in a car, something outside of the Luna Lanes over the weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, we got a call, it was early Saturday morning, about 1 o'clock in the morning, that a 17-year-old male had reported to have gotten shot in the parking lot of DeLuna Lanes on 9 Mile Road. Their story is that they're bowling, and the guys next to them, they're in an argument. They're also bowling in a different lane at 1 o'clock in the morning at the bowling alley. And then when they come outside, there's an argument of some sort in the parking lot, and he gets into his car, and then someone shoots into the car and hits him in the arm and then in the side. They drive to Target where they call an ambulance to take them to the hospital. So we're investigating that. We're trying to figure out, how much of the story is accurate in the midst of all the chaos.
Okay. All right. And they don't have cameras outside the Luna Lanes?
They do.
Okay.
They do.
Good.
We're looking at the cameras that we see. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We also had another incident shooting on Winton Avenue. Is Winston or Winton anyway?
Winton.
Winton Avenue on Sunday morning?
A male suspect went to a residence. He got into an argument with a couple who lived at that home, and shot the male victim. That's all we got right now. Again, non-life-threatening injuries, but we're trying to figure out if charges are warranted, and we are actively investigating that.
All right. We also, you found somebody had a bunch of lawn equipment that he had stolen. Is that right?
Yeah, our deputies have been investigating several burglaries and thefts where people would steal this very expensive steel lawn equipment. I don't have any. It's a little higher price for me. But they've been stealing them. So our investigators did some surveillance, and we developed a suspect. That suspect's name is Rashad Ramon Stafford. He's 20 years old. And then we put a picture on our Facebook page of $10,000 worth of at least of lawn equipment, high dollar type, weed eaters and edgers and all this sort of stuff. And we're still investigating it. We think he's responsible for, he very well could be responsible for more.
Sure.
And we are investigating it, and we located this stuff in two different houses. So he was stealing it, and then he was hiding it in two different houses. And that's why we did the surveillance. And again, our guys did a good job of finding and recovering and hopefully returning this all this equipment.
Do thieves like this typically, are they going to like a pawn shop to sell? Are they selling on Facebook Marketplace? Like, how do they offload? Because something like that is, if you've got a gun or you've got cash, obviously those are fairly easy to get rid of or whatever. But I don't think of, lawnmowers and weed eaters as being like the easiest, most liquid assets to get rid of.
Well, I think it's the market is pretty good for the lawn equipment.
Okay.
So what I think what they're doing is either trading it for drugs, or they're giving it to another person, trading it to another person for $50, and that person will go and pawn it for $100. You know, that kind of stuff. We don't know exactly what he was going to do with all of it, but in past experience, we noticed that they do pawn some of it. They trade the majority of it because I find it hard to believe that they're using it.
Right.
I mean, these are people who are stealing from hardworking
out
people.
Out there stealing the lawn equipment so that they can do their lawn business better. So
I'm not buying it. These people are lazy. They're not working for money. They're stealing hardworking people's equipment.
Absolutely. Saw the story about you putting the nuisance abatement module, the spy camera car that's not a spy camera because it's all out in the open. Hey, we're here, we're looking, we're recording, right?
Yeah, we have a strategy for, you know, we've talked a lot about partnering with federal authorities, trying to get the people that are bringing in large amounts of drugs to Escambia County, poisoning our community.
Mm-hmm.
We have a strategy for the street level drug dealers, but there are people that are just a nuisance to their neighborhood. They were always going there. And when we looked at this particular address, they had over 70 calls in a 3-month period. That is a drain on resources.
Right.
And it's certainly a trouble for the particular neighborhood. Well, we had about 2 or 3 vans that we were going to auction off because they're like 250,000 miles. We no longer can use them. We can't trust them. And so I said, why don't we put cameras on these things? And the cameras are real. And let's just put them in the neighborhood, park them legally on the roadway right in front of this nuisance house. And to tell them, this is what it's going to get
so
you right here.
I love this idea.
And it's, again, you can see the cameras. We put in bright red letters. This is a surveillance platform, sheriff's office. And we put the first one out on an address on V Street. The resident wasn't happy with us, and that breaks my heart,
aww,
as you can imagine. And then we've got other people calling us up, hey, bring us to this neighborhood.
I was going to say, you should be able
requests
to hire it like a birthday party, because I will pay.
Well, I mean,
I don't even have a place in mind yet.
We had 73 calls in 3 months, and as long as our surveillance platform was there, we didn't have any calls.
Isn't that interesting?
Because I guess people want to do drugs or buy drugs or sell drugs. Those individuals don't want to be on camera because the cameras do work.
Does your surveillance camera include license plates from all the people who made U-turns in the vicinity?
Well, we can see all that stuff. We can see it real time. We can see it after the fact. But this is just the first van. We want
too
to get it out.
Too bad we can't stay.
I'm probably going to put some more signage on that van, again, just in case anyone. Because we do have video of people looking in and trying to figure out what's going on with it.
I want a sign that says, if you can see this van, we have you on video.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Don't be a bad guy.
Yeah.
And you won't worry about that. Now,
I love it.
We're not going to leave it there forever. We're not going to. But we think that if we can prove a point that look, we can't have a deputy sitting right here in your driveway all the time.
Right.
But I can park this car here and see what you're doing. And someone asked me, what about the privacy issues? Well, we have the same freedoms that anyone.
It's
driving,
a public space. There's
the
no right. There's no entitlement to privacy in a public space.
Our cameras can't see anything more than what you can see as you drive.
That's
by.
That's right.
You know, or walk by, and so we want to make sure that that we do that. We do park in a legal area.
Now,
van. We're gonna have probably one or two more vans like this.
Now, okay, so I thought I heard you say this was like your idea. So this is like a first of its kind. That
No. I know that other agencies do something similar to this. And
I thought maybe this was another like Chip Simmons original, with so many of them have been. So
there are some others, but this one is I borrowed this from the idea itself. Now ours looks different than others. Is our platform is a little bit different than some. You know, in the past we have put our older marked cars in certain locations,
mm-hmm.
and so to as a deterrent.
Sure.
And this is like taking it a step forward.
No, I think the typical way you think about it is surveillance vans are supposed to be secretive, and this is the opposite because the effect is not so much to catch, but to deter.
Right.
And it's doing it. So that's
I wouldn't talk about the ones that are secret.
Right. I would.
We'll leave those sources and methods.
All right, Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, sir, thank you so much for the time. And we're looking forward to the kickball game coming up October 21st, I think it is. We're out of time to talk about it.
Yeah,
but that's right.
Just pay attention. We're going to start announcing who the teams are and some more special news about that event.
Looking forward to that. Thank you, as always, for the time and what you do to make the community safer, man. I appreciate it.
You bet. Y'all take care.
7:54 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 when Dr. Ed Meadows, the president of Pensacola State College, will be on the show talking about the college celebrating its 75th anniversary and some of the key moments in Pensacola State College's history, successes, and future endeavors. It's a show you won't want to miss today on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 till 7 right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Bud. Wines. Bud. Bud. Wines. Bud. Wines. Bud. Bud. Wines.
First you lick the frog, and then you go to a place where they play this music. 7:57 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
It's
Pensacola Morning News. Candy's got traffic on the... Can you do traffic, or are you out of breath from dancing the frog?
I know, I started to dance,
gun?
And I was like, you know what? He's going to go to me for the road, so I better not. There's a rainbow inside.
Conserve resources.
98 westbound, a little slow. I'm out of breath. I'm sorry, I'm an idiot. 98 westbound, a little slow as you approach Avalon, of course, coming from the Navarre side, and that's the one slowdown I'm seeing, a little slow getting over the bridge to westbound on 90 from Pace into Pensacola.
I can
I'm
hear
so
it.
Sorry.
I know where
I know.
You're at.
Man, I am
like,
out
you can
of
almost
shape.
Get there, but you need like just 10% more oxygen
I'm
to not
sorry,
pause.
I'm the worst. If I die, like light me on fire so it looks like I died cool and not like out of breath from dancing for 2 seconds. Accident westbound on I-10 and Milton just had the sign that points actually for exit 31. Car in the median, car in the shoulder. Now, not slowing things down. If you have traffic tips, though, you can text them in 437-1620. It looks like a 98 and Lillian, that area has been cleared up after emergency crews were on scene. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and out of breath.
Here lies Candy, asphyxiated
Don't
from laughing
dare.
At Budweiser ads and Braga Khan dancing.
I know. We all need to be in agreement. It's like, no, man, it was a shootout or something cool. You know,
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A judge dismissed felony manslaughter charges against six former Michigan Department of Corrections employees regarding a 2019 inmate death. Jonathan Lancaster died from dehydration in March of 2019. This was at a correctional facility in Michigan. Congressional Democrats pushing back against plans to add border security funding to a stopgap spending bill that would have to be passed to keep the government running.
The Democrats have already reached a compromise with the Republicans, but it is simply not enough for the chaos caucus.
Congressman Greg Kassar from Texas there, he says border security funding should be its own separate vote.
And then I think, did I see Governor Hochul in New York? She's got like tens of thousands of National Guard deployed for the 100,000 or so migrants.
Yes.
Like, it's crazy time with this stuff.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Last night, Pensacola's Chamber gave out their annual awards at the annual banquet. We'll have more on that after this update from Fox News.
President Biden is getting ready to go to Michigan. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. He'll join striking auto workers on the picket lines in Wayne.
I think the UAW gave up an incredible amount back when the industry was going under.
And Fox's Peter Ducey reports from the White House. Officials insist
today's visit was not a reaction to Donald Trump's announcement that he is going to visit the picket line tomorrow. If this strike drags on, it is unclear whether or not President Biden or his team are now going to be able to step in and help both sides negotiate, because in his own words, it does sound like he is biased towards the workers against the companies.
The president's son is suing Rudy Giuliani over the infamous Hunter Biden laptop we learned about before the 2020 election. The New York Post reports the former Trump lawyer is accused of hacking into it and manipulating data. Now, the former president's touting a poll giving him a 9-point lead in a potential Trump-Biden rematch.
You know that ABC and the Washington Post said this must be an outlier, meaning the numbers that they spend millions of dollars on polling, the numbers must be wrong. It was their poll.
So he told a rally in South Carolina.
Now, these are corrupt people.
Now, he's skipped.